Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Doug hates candy wrappers screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
You know what also I love? One microphone stand for just for my mic. I'm sorry I didn't notice that earlier when I was standing around. Thank you so much. yeah, that's the crack team here at the Nerd Melt Showroom at Meltdown Comics. Los Angeles. See, I could do this without the paper. What else did I want to say? The date, that's always important to get out there. It's Monday, December 5th, 2016. What?
Is it?
I think so. It's not Monday, December 5th, 2016? Oh, you're just curious. Oh, I thought you were questioning me, but rather you're just not sure yourself. Well, take my word for it. I wrote it down, and I'd rather not hear from you again. he's so close and so casual. what's the name tag situation in here tonight? Do we have a few? Oh, looks good. Looking real good. We got something feathery over there. Oh, it's Feathers is back.
Yeah.
Didn't you win all the prizes?
No.
Oh, you didn't. Okay, so Feathers is back. I like everybody to, once you win, to not try to win again. But I don't know. I'm not going to remember. We got Eric Brockovich. Finally, Erin Brockovich has my face over her face. I wish you'd put my face over her tits. That's what I would enjoy. The Santa Claus. Yeah. So you're named Santa. And we got Bruce Willis with Bry Hard 2. Bry Harder. And that's you, Brian?
Yeah,
instead of Bruce Willis on the Die Hard 2 poster. Yeah, good job. I don't know why more people don't do it that way. Like, people put my face on a lot of shit. And it's like, why would my guests care if my face is on the thing? You might as well, like, there's my face on 12 Monkeys. 12 Monkey Keats. And then there's a Medical J on there, too.
Woo!
Yeah. So you have your medical card? He does. I tried to put the microphone in front of him for that scintillating answer. But if somebody picks that name tag, I'm going to tear that J right off of there. Casey Biscuit. I like it. Abby movie instead of B movie. Hey, we saw you guys out front. Out back. Did you get in okay going through the back way? Nobody yelled at you?
Yeah.
They're nice here at Meltdown. What's yours, dude?
Jason City.
I like it. Oh, wait. Inherit Vice is just Inherit Vice. You guys are really going crazy with the Build-A-Title with your names into the title. And I swear we'll play Build-A-Title. Some people will request it from time to time, and we will play it again sometime. I just got to get a panel of guests that aren't going to be completely confused by it. I should have played it tonight because we got some smarties coming out here tonight. The prize bag includes, I just did some more episodes of Pitch Off, my show over at Screen Junkies Plus, and the folks at Screen Junkies were nice enough to give me, you don't have to applaud for that. such an applaud attempt. So they gave me a hat and a Screen Junkies t-shirt that goes in the bag. Oh, hey, Ryan, did you bring any t-shirts tonight? Yeah, can you toss one at me? And then, because the bag is super light tonight, I gotta invest in some good bag stuff. Here's a Peacemaker pipe. Oh, from Ryan McManaman. A beautiful Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. This is a really big one. It's like a double XL, maybe? Well, there's a proud possible owner right there. Plus, we have all the stuff that my guests are going to bring out here. But before I bring you out here, I got a couple of pieces of housekeeping, starting with everybody's favorite, Doug Plugs. Next Monday, December 12th. he seems okay with it. Doug Loves Movies returns to Cab City Comedy Club in Austin, Texas. Then Saturday, December 17th, we're going to do it at the Improv in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, second time there at 420. And then the next LA show is right here at Meltdown Comics on December 22nd at 9 o'clock. Is anybody going to be around on December 22nd? A lot of people bug out of LA. All right, we'll have a nice little, three nights before Christmas kind of thing. Right? Yeah, three nights. And looking to 2017, I'm doing a Benson movie interruption of 50 Shades of Grey at the Castro Theater in San Francisco as part of the SF Sketchfest. That's on Sunday, January 15th at 4:20. So that'll be up against a football game, I'm sure. But I'm also sure the Niners will not be participating. I don't know much about sports, but I have not heard good things about the Niners this year. More information on all my dates at DougLovesMovies.com.
Stay strong.
DougLovesMovies.com. I just can't do it, you guys. There's too many people that don't find that amusing. It's just tense.
It's almost a minute that time.
That was almost a minute? See, I think I hit a minute on one of them recently, and that is rough. You got to find a lot of business to do. You got to count on the audience snickering a lot, so it feels fun, even though it's just fucking silence. Like, when they say a moment of silence anywhere, I'm, like, way over the moment before they wrap up the moment. I'm always the guy that's like, let's go. Moment of silence. Bang, that's a moment. That was another one. We've had where moments can go just as fast as seconds, I think. It only takes a moment. All right. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. You're the worst creator and pal of mine, Stephen with a PH, I wanted to say, Falk. He tweeted, a movie about the founding of McDonald's? Because last year America couldn't get enough of that movie about a lady who invented a mop. This has been Tweet Relief, No Joy in 2016 edition. All right. I'm very excited about the lineup that we have for you this evening. My three guests, because they're all involved with a movie that I enjoyed. It's been a few months and months. We'll get into it. But it's a movie that you could see now or soon. And we'll get that information from them as well. The director of and two of the stars of an indie movie called Slash. Please welcome Clay Lifford, Missy Pyle, and Michael Ian Black. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great.
Well, let's meet y'all individually, starting with I don't want to be sexist or anything, but I want to start with the first timer on the show. This gentleman directed and wrote the motion picture Slash, which the other two guests are two of the stars of. It's Clay Lifford, everybody.
Hey.
Where did I see it?
You were at a South by Southwest.
Southwest. So that's like last March I saw this movie.
Do you remember that, like, we were complacent? I think we witnessed a murder together that night. Remember?
We did?
Remember we were out back?
No wonder I can't remember when I saw your movie.
Do you remember we were in the alley behind that bar, that terribly named bar?
What were we doing out there, I wonder?
Gee, I don't know. But then, like, remember the bar
next
to us?
Hand jobs?
I mean, you gotta roll stuff, so I guess there's a hand involved.
Yeah, we rolled it up and.
But remember the
it.
Bar next door, the guy they dumped out this dude's body. Like, I guess he had too much to drink.
And then, okay.
The cops came, but none of us wanted to, like. They're like, "You guys see him?" We're like, "No," because we had stuff on us. But like, and then they knocked. Yeah, they knocked on the door, and the guys came out.
We didn't see anything either. The guy just rolled out.
Yeah, they just, like, dumped this dude's body out, but he wasn't dead yet.
No.
What is the real story, Clay?
We killed a guy.
Yeah, I don't remember that, but it sounds like, you know, it was probably an interesting night. And I was excited about your movie. It's very, very fun. Can you tell people, like, I'm sure you've done a lot of press and you're sick of describing it, but just briefly tell people what the movie's about?
Yeah, so I don't know. So people oftentimes think
I'll tell you if you're right or not.
Yeah, I probably will be wrong. A lot of people think we're a slasher film because we're not, or we are about the guy from Guns N' Roses. No, we're actually about slash fiction. Do you guys know what slash fiction? Anybody know what slash fiction is?
I think so. Yeah. I saw a whole movie about it, so I know what it is.
So basically, it's about these. Oh wait, yeah, that's. Can so, are we allowed
somebody
to have
a guess?
Can we have somebody, like, describe it and see what they know, if they can get it right? They know what slash fiction is?
I don't know. I'd be sad if somebody got
like
it wrong.
It's like when Spock fucks Kirk. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's basically it. But
I'm sure that's not the example the audience member would have used.
It's the most common one. It's actually where the term came from. No, slash fiction is where typically characters from pop culture, oftentimes of the same sex, are put into romantic situations, usually unintended by the original author, and are written by fans. And our movie's about a couple of younger.
I'm picturing Harry kids. and Ron Weasley now.
The short film of Slash, which we made a couple.
Yeah,
years
first
before,
it started out as a short
film. It was Harry Potter erotica.
It was entirely. And then when you turned it into a feature film, you had to the Harry Potter folks would have sued you.
Yeah, well.
You should talk into your microphone because that's what it's for.
You used some Harry Potter in the movie?
There's a little bit. I know you guys, Michael, you and Nate Rubin, one of the other actors who's out there right now in the audience, had a scene. Yeah.
Shout out to Nate.
Nate.
Yeah, audience loves Nate. You can tell.
There's some Nate Rubin fans here for sure.
Nate's star in my previous feature, Wuss.
Well, I don't think that's a very nice thing to say about him, but if that's what happened.
But anyway, yeah. So they talk about Harry Potter in the movie a little bit. You came up with a thing. Your improvs are in there.
I did.
Yeah, you improvised something about panty raid on Slytherin or something like that.
Oh yeah, that's funny.
You're talking about that. But anyway, these kids they write erotic fan fiction, and this one kid kind of becomes a little bit famous for it, and he's probably a little too young to be doing that. He's 15. And he is contacted by the head of a very famous web blog, who invites him to a convention, to a live read, not knowing that he's only 15. And that person may or may not be played by Michael. So,
yes.
And so it's
It looked like you were looking to me to confirm.
Sometimes I can't remember. It's been a long road.
Well, let's go ahead and say hi to him as long as we're chatting with him. It's Michael Ian Black, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. MIB, I like to call you.
Fun stuff.
MIB, sometimes when I'm feeling especially fun, when I'm feeling fun, I will call you MIB3, the most underrated of the Men in Black films.
Or overrated.
I don't know why you'd use the word rated in any direction. At that point, it was just they're doing that again, and they're doing it pretty much the same way.
But Josh Brolin was in the third one.
That part was fun. He did a good impression.
Did you just wake up just now?
I did, yes. I just woke up just in time to see on the clock near the wall that it's 9:20, so it's 4:20 somewhere, and I'll be back to sleep in a couple minutes. But yeah, I got very excited about that because James Brolin did do a good impression of what a young Tommy Lee Jones would act like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. And weren't they going to make a 21 Jump Street crossover with Men in Black, and they it died on the vine, but there was that was the plan for a while?
I would think that would be a fun idea because I like the Jump Street movies. I think they're fun.
That's
if you bring that sensibility over to Men in Black, I think it would be good. Instead, Will Smith was like, I'll take my sensibility over to Suicide Squad. And you know what? Not one of them killed themselves, so that's... That title is some
But the
bullshit.
Audience did.
They sure did, Michael.
Oy vey.
That's right, Michael.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it. I don't know.
Listen, Michael stars in Slash as a character named named Dennis with only one N.
That is a common spelling. I mean, they're both valid.
Okay.
In my backstory.
I've never seen that.
What's your backstory?
He's French Canadian. So in his mind, his family pronounces it Denis.
He's named after Claire Denis, the great filmmaker.
Oh, okay.
Has anybody ever seen Dennis spelled with one N?
Dennis Leary.
Oh, get out.
Messy.
He spells with one also?
Is that true?
But everybody just says Dennis is normal style.
No.
You never hear anybody going Denis Leary.
Denis of the Raw. Here's something fun about Dennis with one N and Dennis Leary. You rearrange letters, you get the word snide. With two N's, you rearrange letters, what do you get? Sinned. Sinned. No.
That was
How
so
is
fun.
That a no?
Do Do you ever do anagrams on Doug Loves Movies?
No, I don't think so.
Loves would be solve, right? Add an A to Doug, you get Gouda.
Right? You sure do, da.
You can solve some Gouda later.
Movies does an anagram. You can't do that.
One Mensa's, more person.
Mensa's Michael Ian Black.
Huh?
It said Mensa's Michael Ian Black here with the anagrams.
It's I thought you were saying Michael Ian Black anagrams to Mensa.
No, that would be...
That would be real dumb.
Is that what Vimeo is? Vimeo? It's a movie, right?
Yeah, but that's not a word. You understand?
Michael Nia Peebles now. I get the Nia.
But it's a website.
Yes, it is.
I feel like I'm watching Lunchtime on the set of the film. The kinds of conversations you guys would have. And let me introduce her before I forget. It's Missy Pyle, everybody.
Thank you.
Second time on the show. Remember that first time you were on?
It was
you were on with
dodgeball.
Alan Two Dicks.
Mm-hmm.
And
I had a friend who was the agent of someone he was dating, and that agent told me at my 30th birthday party where he was DJing that they don't call him Two Dick for nothing. According to the girl.
So wait.
Where is the other dick?
He really has two dicks?
I think it just... they were just saying...
It's like the babies aren't
like
holding a baby's arm holding an
one.
Apple.
More than
it's
one.
It's like as if there were two.
So he has a vesticle dick.
Yeah,
he has
maybe.
A dick, and then he had
he's
a twin
almost
that
like
died
double
inside
dick.
Him.
I think it's up for anyone's interpretation.
I interpret it as he has a dick and then a little...
Or it's kind of like one of those lines that Samantha would have on Sex and the City where you go, did that even make sense?
Yeah, it
you know,
matter,
it's just you
yeah.
just say it like, yeah, well, it was...
They don't go up two dick for nothing.
Yeah.
Never had.
Yeah, just put a little sauce on it.
And, spray a little out of the sides.
Did you ever see that Cronenberg film, Rabbit, where she has like a penis in her armpit, like Marilyn Chambers is like the.
I thought she had like a mouth and some teeth in her armpit.
No, it's like
it's an actual dick like hanging out of her armpit.
It comes out.
Once auditioned for a movie where I'd play a woman who got breasts from a dead person, like cadaver breasts, and she had a mouth and teeth coming out of her.
Audition didn't get it, but still managed to pull yourself up and continue in the business.
Barely.
What was the name of that movie? Titty Dick?
Titty Dick. I don't know. I can't remember. I don't think I think it was a...
That would have been a...
Been
I mean,
a
if they had called
guess.
That Look Who's Talking, that actually would have been very funny.
Look Who's Talking Too. there's two of them. Let's go down the line and see what you brought tonight for our prize bag. Tradition on the show. It's Clay's first attempt, but he seems to have brought a lot.
Clay brought for everybody.
He was did?
No, you picked these out yourself.
I mean, yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay, so this bag represents all of you?
Yeah,
so all I've got like
talk
various...
Talk us through it, Clay.
Okay, so I've got a couple of things. So the first thing is just because everyone, including like the banker for my movie, is like, hey, how's that horror film coming? I brought a movie... Because people think we're a slasher movie. I brought Slasher Weekend. I think this is... I have no idea if this is a good movie.
Slasher Weekend? Is it like a three-day weekend? Or just a quick 2 days of slashing? Maybe it's over Thanksgiving.
I get
like four nice days of slashing activity.
You get a good
based on the apparent budget, I'm thinking it's going to be like 12 minutes, a 12-minute vacation. Like maybe like a lunch break.
Okay.
What is the running time?
What kind of set are you running when you think lunch is 12 minutes long?
So I have two... two copies of our DVD, which has not even come out yet.
Whoa.
Yeah, of course it's not out on DVD yet.
It comes out like in a couple of days.
On DVD and in theaters at the same time?
Yeah. Can I
forgot to get the details on that.
So it comes out tomorrow, so I don't know when this airs, but on December 6th, we will be on iTunes. We're an iTunes exclusive for a week. But also we open here, which actually leads to my next gift. We open here at the Lemley NoHo on the 16th, and we run for a week at the NoHo. And I have two tickets to any one of those shows.
Nice! And an envelope.
I borrowed an envelope from the person I'm staying with, so... It's just it's a postcard with my producer's email on it, so you can just...
Clay?
Harass him.
Hold on a second.
Oh, here it comes.
Okay, his email is...
I'm going to throw in $5 for popcorn.
Oh,
what? What a mensch. What a mensch.
I'm going to throw in a couple more dollars so they can get a small.
I've also got some, like, I got, oh boy. I've got these fun, like, I have extra stuff too that you can just give to whoever. I have these are books. So we had a researcher do some research on erotic fanfic, and she interviewed a lot of writers within the fanfic community, and she made this like fun little book about it, and it was kind of like a culmination of some of the research. It also has some artwork from the film and has some other junk.
It looks very fun.
And I got a metric poop ton. Can you curse on the show? How does it work?
Yeah.
I got a shit ton of these like kind of like Dominion trading cards, Dominion size or Magic the Gathering size. This character cards. You can just like, you can just
like
gambit
them. I was gonna say, like, put them all in one. Give them
like,
all
the
one.
You're the.
What do you want me to do?
You do like the cool thing you do if you're like a cool gambling guy,
this
where you're like
fun.
Can you make it rain?
I'm making it rain on Mr. What Day Is It?
You gotta spread them out. You gotta hit the back row.
Okay. I'll hit the back row. Watch your eyes.
Who's the cartoon? Is it Gambit? Who's the guy? Is the guy from
my
the
face.
X-Men?
My face. Oh no, my face.
Some of those have
my career.
The Missy Pyle ones. I grabbed the wrong sets, and the Missy Pyle ones are the rare ones.
People are ducking. They want these so bad.
Do you ever make paper airplanes?
No, I guess.
That's what we're seeing here.
Oh, that was
that literally is boomeranged back to you.
Why is this so hard?
This is gonna be the best episode of the podcast. It's gonna be like 30 minutes of people just like having cards thrown at them.
People love it. The listeners love any kind of dick around that just. So they just don't have to listen to words or thoughts. They can just...
Here, these are easier to throw. I got postcards.
I have a Michael Ian Black Dennis with one N. Who wants...
Missy, these are easier. These are easier for you. They're larger. They're postcards.
Oh, God.
I think you could do some damage with the postcards, though.
Yeah, I don't
Watch
know.
The
I
eyes.
Really think I could do damage.
I have a
See,
a
it's
t-shirt
harder
cannon.
Than it looks.
Not with
what she said.
Nope.
All right, all of that's going into the... The postcards are not easier to throw.
Like this.
They're going to hurt Yellow more stick. If they hit you in the eye, that's Yellow for stick. Sure. Oh!
Do you guys have workers' comp insurance on this show?
I don't think... No, we're in the back of a comic book store.
You're aiming too high. You gotta get a little.
I feel like.
How many more of those do you have?
This is how you are as a director. I'm kidding.
Enough to fill out all.
I bet everybody can't wait to use them. Send them home to your parents as a way of letting them know that you enjoy when fictional
Throw
characters
a
talk.
On it.
Let me just, for the listeners, read some of the reviews here that are on the actual.
Oh, I love this.
I love it.
Here's some reviews. Effortlessly engaging, says Variety. As heartfelt Ooh. And grounded as a film featuring multiple intergalactic pansexual orgies can be, says The Advocate. Absolutely hilarious, completely endearing, AMFM magazine. Charming and slightly beautifully dangerous, birth.movies.death. So these are some real publications, except for the last one.
No, that's actually one of the larger ones.
That's a big one, that birth, movies, death thing.
Oh, is that a real thing?
Yeah, man.
I didn't know that.
That's totally real.
Yeah, we got some good ones.
Yeah,
people have been very nice. People have been very kind about the movie.
Yeah, 100% currently on Rotten Tomatoes.
Give it a day. It comes out tomorrow on Give It a Day.
Well, they got 10 reviews. That's still pretty good, I think.
Oh, really?
10 people who all say positive things about it.
They were all people.
They were all accredited.
In Clay's family.
They were all. My mom works for the New York Times. I mean, she orders the New York Times.
Yeah, they haven't reviewed it yet. We'll see what happens over there.
I know, it's with them right now, so everybody, fingers crossed.
All right. Have you had any time, well, you're promoting your movie, have you had any time to see anything lately? What's the last movie you saw?
Last movie I saw was Arrival, which I thought was great. And I read the story, so I kind of knew what it was going into it. There was a movie that's done the festival circuit that I really, really, really love, and it's still playing around here, and it's not getting a ton of press, but I think you all would love it. It's called The Love Witch. Anybody heard of The Love Witch?
The Love Witch.
Fucking amazing. It's so good. It's female filmmaker. She made it. She shot on film. She edited on film. It's like a 35 print. It's just like it's a 60s. It looks like if a Doris Wishman movie was directed by like Bob Rafelson. Like, or a monkey's director. Like, it looks like
I like that description of a monkey's director.
Like,
I
mean, he did the
it's
head.
It's got
right?
kind of a psychedelic, yeah, it's very crazy. Yeah, I get it.
Didn't Bob Rafelson, he directed the head, right?
Yes,
the
monkeys, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Head. Yeah.
Underrated movie. Good movie.
No, I mean, underrated. Huge for sure, fan. But also it's called Head.
Oh, I get it. Oh,
the
I
monkeys
get it
in Head.
I get it.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's just, it meant like head,
thinking,
like
thinking.
Tripping,
yeah,
you know, like,
I get it.
Yeah, trippy, but no, it's just a movie
or
called
it was
Head.
Davy Jones is, you know,
head.
Like, isn't head cheese like the worst kind of cheese? Sounds terrible.
Wasn't head cheese the original title of Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No, really?
I think it actually was.
Wow.
I think I'm not making that up.
That's quite a pull. Missy, have you been to the movies lately?
I too saw Arrival.
Did you like that?
I thought it was all right.
Right?
I liked a lot of pieces.
Doesn't
of
reach?
It.
Doesn't the hype is a bit too
well,
much? Maybe.
I can't talk about the climax of it because people probably haven't seen it.
But didn't I get to you as a parent?
Hmm.
As a parent, did that one aspect of it not get to you?
I like when people say, I liked it more than you because I have a reason.
Yeah, I have a reason.
Because I'm a parent.
No, you know how, like, can I say something about that happens, like, in the first 2 minutes of the movie or no?
First 2 minutes? That seems like a fair game. The trailers for that movie are terrible in terms of what they give away.
Or you find out that her kid is dead. And I was like, anytime someone's kid dies in the first 2 minutes of a movie and you're crying in your seat.
Yeah, you really have to ask yourself, am I mentally deranged? I don't know these people.
I know, but I was like, I just seemed
two
so...
2 minutes I've been sitting here and I'm bawling.
No. But Missy laughed at
What's
the end of My Girl.
What's wrong with me?
Didn't you laugh at the end of My Girl when, like, Macaulay Culkin dies, right?
Well, that's because it was from Bee Stings, which is the funniest death.
Not the bees! You should do that. You should do a super cut of that and the Wicker Man remake.
Oh no. I like there's a movie called The Swarm. It was it was one of the final Irwin Allen disaster movies. There's a string of very successful ones, but they just got worse and worse and less successful, and The Swarm was one of the last ones. And The Swarm was not only were there too many bees, but it wasn't that they were stinging everyone. The bees were doing things like taking helicopters out of the sky. And there's a scene early on where the helicopter pilot, suddenly the entire windshield is covered with bees, and he's just like, bees, bees, thousands of bees! And then the helicopter just crashes and everybody dies.
Doug, you laugh, but that is the entire basis of the film Sully.
Sully was all about larger bees got into the engine in Sully.
You a Sully fan?
Did you like Sully? I just watched Sully for the first time. I got the screener of Sully. Loved it.
Can you watch it on a plane? Huh? Is that like an in-flight movie anywhere? Do you think they use that as an in-flight movie?
Clay, I get screeners.
Yeah, I don't think they're showing it on any planes.
No, because everybody's fine. That's all they show on planes. They're like,
it's
don't
their
worry,
safety
it's
video. I'm Sully. Be sure to fasten your seatbelts. Look what it did for these folks. Just footage of cold people on the wing of the plane. But yeah, so you thought it was a good movie or just a compelling story?
I thought it was both, and I can tell you why. They made what was essentially, not essentially, what was literally a 4-minute incident, aviation right. incident, to which we already knew the ending, into a compelling hour and a half, 2 hour film. I bought it.
That was my. That was why I didn't like it, is because
you weren't
they
compelled.
Stretched out 4 minutes to. I that was, length. I thought I was found it very touching in the end. I was like the part where you see the real people.
Yeah. Was it like 80% flashbacks to his family?
No,
it's got a really interesting. It goes back and forth a little bit.
Yeah, I thought the structure of it was actually pretty interesting. That it focuses primarily on the post-event and on the hoopla surrounding that. Hanks, as always, excellent.
If you're nervous about seeing the plane crash, though, or plane crashes in general, they throw a few at you. It's Sully's nightmares.
Yeah.
Like you see Sully, what if the plane had landed in a building? And you get to see that a few times. And right. It's sort of like,
but that's what could have happened, kind of thing.
Yeah, like, that's totally what it is. But it's also like this movie came out on the weekend of 9/11. And so it's kind of weird to just go sit in a theater and watch buildings crash into planes.
What?
Wait a second. That would be interesting. Did that happen in Doctor Strange?
That's the new Transformers movie. Buildings just crashing into planes.
Finally, the buildings fight back. Michael Bay has fucked with them for so long now. You can't be an innocent building in a Michael Bay movie. Even if you're a famous monument. Did we ask you, Michael, what you saw Sully? Okay, so we covered that.
Yeah.
Good work.
My last feature, in the first minute of my last feature, has a 9/11 joke.
Wuss?
Yeah, wuss. And I guess like finally the karma gods got back to me because when we played New York, we opened on September 11th, and I felt like I had to go out and say something to the audience, and I'm like, yeah, sorry. But... I think it probably just drew more attention.
Did they groan when it happened?
I don't think they would have noticed it because it's like a song that's played at a high school reunion where a guy just like goes off book and just like starts doing this 9/11 song about his dead brother. And then like I probably would have slipped under the radar if I hadn't brought attention to it. So it's
probably... Is that why nobody ever saw that film?
That is why everyone just... It was so bad. The theater we were playing at, the print didn't work. I had to like download my own movie off of Amazon like just to play it at the theater.
I finally watched a movie on Netflix that people have been raving to me about pretty consistently called Night Owls with Adam Pally and Rosa Salazar is the girl's name. I wasn't too familiar with her, but I love most of Adam Pally's stuff, and it was really engaging. I really enjoyed it.
What's it about?
It's about... A dude goes home with a girl, one-night stand kind of situation, but then she tries to kill herself. I mean, this all happens in the first, like, hour and 40 minutes. And so I'm not giving too much away. But, she tries to kill herself, and then he's got to... it's called Night Owls because he has to keep her up all night because you know how it is when you take too many pills.
Yeah.
You got to stay awake.
For sure.
Yeah.
You mix your drinks at dinner tonight.
So?
So it's like, that's the same thing, right? Don't go to sleep.
I'll try to stay awake for this podcast.
Yeah, I don't know how she's... I don't know how she's going to stay awake with that siesta hat on.
You're like the guy from Jeepers Creepers. Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, it's the hat. That came out wrong. I'm sorry, Missy. That came out
it's
terribly.
Fine.
You just look like him from below the hat.
Yeah, there's no coming back from that one. It's obvious I own it. I'm sorry, Missy.
That's all right. This is a great time for me to move on to the next portion of the show and say, let the games begin. The games will begin in a moment, but the first thing, you know, I'll put one of those in the prize bag and I'll chuck a couple at people in the audience.
Those will definitely fly.
Yeah, those got some good heft to them. I don't want to hurt anybody.
You better not just hit that one dude.
What?
Everything is going...
Oh, that guy never got something good. There you go.
Right
into his hand.
That'll keep him from not suing you for the injuries.
Yeah. A bunch of people brought name tags, and some people have postcards that say Slash on them. I need the three of you to just get up and select the name tag that you would like to play on behalf of this evening. For you know whatever reason you like it, there's some pretty good ones out there.
I like feathers just for the effort involved. But Missy, if you want feathers, you can.
Missy can take feathers. Yeah, Michael can go after something.
I'm trying
a
to
bit
automatically
more.
Just stop at the Gilliam one because I love it. But I'm gonna come back. That's like my. Missy.
What?
I'm sorry. I don't...
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
Normally, I would just say. Yours says inherent vice, then you just, Justin.
Yeah.
You just wrote just inherent vice.
Yeah, yeah.
Because your name is Justin, and then it ends with IN, and then it starts with inherent.
Exactly.
Because it is so unclever, I would like you to play for you.
Oh my God. The Aaron Brockovich one is so creepy. I almost feel like I have to take that one. I think I have to take this one just because it's creeping me out.
Me,
so
my
bad.
Face on Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah.
That creeps you out.
I mean, it's
come on, man. That'd titillating be some and awesome.
It's. I think I had
slash
this dream
fiction.
The night. No, I think this is a.
What does it look like?
If I had those tits.
Do you guys see this?
Oh.
This
is horrifying.
And holding a baby too. You are lactating probably.
Probably.
More than likely, this is your nightmare from last night. This is awesome, based on a true story. I like that it's still based on a true story. Like that part's still valid.
Yeah, even with my face, still true.
Still true.
All right, good job, Eric. And there should be like a shithead on the back that we will reveal at the end of the show. Don't say it now.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one. Don't say it though.
Okay.
Missy. You're playing for Feathers.
I'm playing for Feathers.
Feathers is back in action.
I know.
Who lost for you the last time, Feathers?
Josh Wolf.
Josh Wolf lost for you, that son of a bitch?
It's not going to happen tonight.
Wait, are you always Feathers?
I'm Feather.
Her name's Feather, but yeah. She uses Heathers and changes it to Feathers.
Yeah. Oh, had I known
Perfect.
That.
Last time I was Feather of the Bride.
Sure, oh, you were.
Oh, okay. You change it up a little bit.
All right, as long as you change it up, that's good.
That's why the Feather part, always, I remember that. And then Michael's got Justin Heron Vice,
based on the novel by Thomas Pynchon, music by Johnny Greenwood of Radiohead.
Wow.
What?
That's all the stuff it says on there, because that's just the soundtrack album. Laser disc? What is that?
I think this is the original motion picture soundtrack on vinyl. And I used to do a Johnny Greenwood impersonation from Radiohead. I'm starting to remember what it went like. It went something like this.
Oh, right.
It's visual. It's only visual.
Oh, great.
So if you don't know what Johnny Greenwood looks like, which I'm guessing none of you do, you won't be able to judge how
he's
this
is. He's on the back of the album, right? Is he on the back of it? No.
No, no. Okay.
No, those are actors.
I think it's just, I can't quite remember.
Feathers.
I think it's just this.
Oh, no. Missy's allergic to the feathers.
You
just put it down on the ground.
Was that your Axl Rose impersonation? It was
like, No. My Axl Rose impersonation is much more sinuous than that.
Oh wait, the impression just happened?
Yeah. But it got
so sorry. I couldn't stop it. It's so beautiful. I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
Can we talk about the nightmare sauce here?
What?
It's just like, I don't know if it's like a peanut butter and chocolate thing where like two great things go great together. I don't know if it's. I can't decide if I. Like it's. I'm repelled and attracted to it at the same time. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what's happening. Thought we moved on from that name tag.
I'm never moving on.
Name that tagline.
I keep trying to drop their name tags on the floor and they're not having it. Drop yours, Michael. Nice. Just tosses. Isn't the album, is it in there?
Is what in there?
The vinyl album.
No, there's no vinyl in there.
Oh, good. Smart move. Yeah, you knew I'd just toss it around. Have a devil may care attitude. All right, so we're going to play a series of games tonight, and the winner of each game gets to go first in the next game until the final game when a winner will be determined, and all the prizes in the bag. We'll go to the person that you were playing for.
Cool.
That's what I say.
Wow.
Right? It's like a real thing's happening. The first game we're going to play tonight I'm very excited about this. We're going to play Doing Lines with Jeff. Woo! Jeff Tate is here. Jeff Tate is hanging out in Los Angeles. He's got some professional obligations out here in California this week.
I was back there stressing what the cue was going to be. I was like, I forgot to ask you when I come out. And then it couldn't have been easier.
Yeah. It's time to do lines with Jeff.
I love it. I brought some for the prize bag, too.
Oh, great. What is it?
Fast and the Furious hat, original.
Now, why would you? What makes you say this is a Fast and Furious hat? It just seems like a regular hat to me.
But it says it.
I see. It's from the movie The Fast and the Furious. I thought you meant this hat was Fast and Furious.
That hat's got
like it was aerodynamically special or something. And
it's a grandpa hat. It's got that grandpa latch thing at the back.
Will you do me a favor?
What you need, man?
Will you just say Hodor one time?
Hodor?
Thank you.
Will you do that? Will you say, but Dick, with the blast shield down, I can't see a thing. How am I supposed to rock and roll?
I still don't understand what you're saying. Oh, but Dick.
But Dick. That's how you say it?
Yeah.
But Dick, with the blast shield down, I can't see a thing. How am I supposed to rock? The blast shield.
Oh, the blast shield.
It's your fucking show.
Yeah.
Viva Variety. He was on a show called Viva Variety. Now you say it. I said your thing. Your thing, Dick, wasn't even a word.
The blast shield down, I can hardly see a thing. But in character you want me to do, I just wanted to make sure I had the line.
Yeah, Johnny Blue Jeans.
I got to remember what that character sounded like. But Dick, with the blast shield down, I can hardly see a thing. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that at all?
Yeah, that's my new ringtone.
Cool.
Oh yeah, I got to do the lines part now.
And the Dick is Dick Clark, right?
Yeah, Dick Clark. Yeah. Right before he died. Wait, is he still alive?
No.
Well, I mean, that was a long time before he died.
Yeah, Dick Clark is gone. Sorry to break that to some people.
What are the rules?
Here's how the rules work. Jeff is going to say a line from a motion picture.
Which motion
hopefully
picture?
Hopefully a known motion picture. Okay. I don't even know what he's going to do. He's prepared to say a line. If no one guesses the right movie, he'll say more lines from that movie. Until somebody gets it. But just guess into your microphone as often as you'd like.
We don't have to raise our
hand. And as quickly as you want, yeah.
No, just yell out an answer whenever you're ready.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. It's like I told my last wife. I never.
Wait, you were already saying the line? Well, it was like, no buildup. You just roared right into it.
I already got the answer anyway. It doesn't matter.
Oh, Clay already knows the answer? I was talking through the whole thing.
I'll wait. I'll let you guys do it clean.
Yeah, I feel like I should have like the ladies' tea start where I get one line first. Because Clay is.
You sounded like, you know what I mean, Jeff? You sounded like you were just talking. You got to be like.
That's a good act. That's good acting, though. You know, just.
You said it so naturally.
Natural. Right. Yeah. Just being.
It's like you're in a mumble corner.
Will you repeat the line? Will you repeat the line?
Just do it again.
You didn't
do it right this time.
Okay, I am about to do a line, everybody. Full stop.
Was that it?
See, that's how good you are.
No,
everything you say, we think it's the line.
No, the next thing I'm going to say is the line.
Oh, where did they say the next thing I'm going to say is the line?
As soon as I'm done with this sentence right here. It's like I told my last wife, I never drive faster than I can see.
My wife? You son of a bitch. You got to my wife before I did. All right, what is it?
My last wife.
What is it? Say it again.
It's like I told my last wife, I never drive faster than I can see.
Fast and the Furious 7.
Besides that.
It's all in the reflexes.
Oh, this guy, yeah.
It's Big Trouble Little China.
Big Trouble Little China, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's like one of my favorite movies. So.
What other lines were you going to say from Big Trouble in Little China if we couldn't figure it out from that one?
Oh, man, I didn't know. I was going to say, I feel
heaven.
Kind of invincible.
That's a line from there?
Yeah. It's my favorite line of the movie. When you just like,
you brought the house down when you said it here.
six demon bag.
Yeah, he drinks that magic potion. Yeah. What's in the flask, egg?
Oh, you guys really know this shit.
Six Demon Dead.
I was supposed to. You told me to think up a bunch of lines from a movie. So I did it, and now as I'm doing it.
Yeah, but then one of the panelists knows as many lines without sorting through a little tiny book.
Well, he didn't come up with a backup in case the first one got... He's only thinking about Big Trouble in Little China.
That's all you need to talk about. I just said, tell me the other lines that you had from Big Trouble in Little China. Thanks, Jeff.
Oh, bye. Okay.
I feel bad.
That's it? It's one movie?
That? Big Trouble Little China is the answer.
No, I understand, but that's the whole game.
That's the whole game, yeah. Oh.
That's the dream is over. The dream is
Yeah, we got some more games.
But I mean, okay. I was hanging out in the green room for like 45 minutes before the show. He was there. We were hanging out. He had to take an Uber here. He had to do research. And that's it?
Do you want him to come back and just hang out?
No.
He's in the neighborhood. He's a big fan of Galaxy Quest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, who isn't, right?
See, if they had quoted Galaxy Quest, would you have known it?
I'm sorry?
If they had quoted Galaxy Quest, would you have known it?
If they had quoted
Galaxy Quest, yeah. Would you have known it?
I would hope so. I mean, you would have probably known it before me.
Do you recognize English when you hear it?
It depends.
You're one of the main crew in Galaxy Quest.
Well, I was in one of the aliens.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
Like the main aliens.
Well, there really weren't that many female aliens. It was kind of the only one. In fact, I was only supposed to be in it for a small amount, and then they realized they didn't have any other women than Sigourney Weaver, and they were like, "Oh, let's make a relationship." And it was like one smile, one kiss, and like a handhold.
They slashed their own movie.
Yes, that's right.
So let's get Jeff back out here. He's such a fan. He's such a fan, and I even told him today. I said, you know, you can talk to her about it if you want, about Galaxy Quest. And
The whole thing fell apart right in the middle of when he knew the movie. I ran out of steam.
I'm sorry.
He knew it really fast. Yeah, he was really
so fast.
Really
nobody saw that coming.
I wanted to do this one as a quote from a movie. This is a line.
What's that from?
That's from Galaxy Quest.
That's from Galaxy Quest.
But would you have gotten it right away if he did that?
Of course.
Yeah, see, that's what I told him.
I watched it.
So I decided to find something harder.
Yeah, you did. You found Clay's favorite movie.
How was I supposed to know that was Clay's favorite movie?
It's like my
there's no way to know.
Second favorite John Carpenter movie.
Oh, this sounds like a fun game.
Oh, yeah, I'm in. Oh, number one has to be Halloween.
No.
Oh, shit.
Interesting twist. Oh. Ghosts of Mars.
No, come on.
It is one of the Kurt Russell ones, I'll say that.
The Thing.
Yeah, The Thing.
The Thing, John Carpenter's The Thing.
I mean, there are a lot to pay. I love all those movies, but like that.
What's that thing? That's from that movie. Holy shit, the dog.
Yeah, isn't there a what the fuck also when the little the crazy spider thing flies out?
You gotta be fucking kidding me. I like that there was.
Oh, yeah, you gotta be fucking kidding me. So. Clay knows every line from every movie.
That's all I do. I sit in front of the TV set. And I just cry and I watch these movies. No, I just cry and watch movies in front of the TV set. And that's all I do.
Why are you crying? These are good movies.
I know, because they...
Are you just so scared that the thing is going to get them?
I'm so scared. Yeah, I am scared. I know, but it's a sad movie. They don't make it. None of them make it, really, at the end. There's no... It's like a 38-year-old movie.
It's a little old, yeah, to be worried about spoilers. But, so Jeff, you want to just hang out over there while we play the rest of the games?
Yeah, this sounds fun. Hopefully he keeps telling us what his second favorite movie is of any genre, and then we can guess.
You can Kreskin
the old number
movie.
One.
Yeah, I don't know if I want a lot of side games, but, you know.
Hodor.
We'll see what happens.
What do you think Mike William Black's favorite movie is?
My favorite what? Movie?
Do you have a favorite movie? When people ask me that, I say no.
I actually do. Say it again.
Hodor? Yeah.
Yeah.
It is pretty good.
Yeah, you can't know. You can't come in through the regular entrance. You have to come through the whole door.
Oh, like when Snoop says he slipped his hoe a 44 when she got in the back door. Is that the hoe door? Because they're gonna know if Snoop Dogg has a gun.
Yeah, something like that, Jeff. Let's keep this on movies.
I mean, he paints such a visual picture that I felt like it was a movie. It's like the rap equivalent of Piano Man. Are we trying to guess Michael Ian Black's favorite movie?
Didn't seem like that was the game. He just asked if I had one. I said yes.
Yeah, it could be his secret, like voting.
Well, you know, every actor, they say, should have a secret.
I mean, like, no, I think you're supposed to have a secret. Your character's supposed to have a secret. I don't think you personally are supposed to just have a secret.
And I can tell everybody about that time I molested that kid. Finally.
Every single movie Michael is in, he's having the same secret.
My favorite movie.
The whole time.
Can't believe no one knows my favorite movie's Body Heat. That's what he's thinking all the time.
Let's play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
All right.
Clay gets to go first. I'll say a tagline from a movie to Clay, and if he can't guess what movie it is correctly, then I'll move over to Missy and then to Michael, and we'll get a new one.
Percentage-wise, Clay, percentage-wise, how many movies have you seen?
I've seen...
like every movie ever made?
I've seen like 32%.
No
that
way.
That sounds low. No. That sounds low to me.
It sounds low. Of all the films?
I think
all
80.
The movies.
I think 80.
But
80%?
I mean,
I wish.
There are levels of movies.
Right.
So maybe. Like sometimes they're in Snoop songs. Does that count?
I don't like that you found a stool.
I'll stand. I wasn't sure what the rules were.
I invited you to stand there the whole show, even phrased it that way. Don't try sitting on that speaker either.
Honestly, I remember the phrasing was hang out. You want to hang out over there?
All right.
And that's more of a dealer's
choice.
Okay,
go hang out on that stool then.
So well, either of you think you know it, just give me like a look so I can be magnanimous and pass it off.
There's no
Do you
reason.
Hear the arrogance in that?
I
Do you
know.
Hear the arrogance?
It's all I have, okay. Michael. It's all I have.
That's why I asked how many.
All
you
I
said
have.
32. I think you're lowballing us.
All right, Clay.
Hit me.
What percentage of people do you think are named Clay? Seems like kind of a popular name.
I don't have to add like any like ones or anything in front of like any like on anything like social media or anything.
Like males or just people in general?
I mean, if your last name is Pigeon, you have to go for it, right?
Just don't give me any taglines from Clay Pigeons. That movie is not
What funny. Movie has a tagline, Clay? True love isn't a sprint, it's a marathon.
It's probably a movie about a race.
Okay, so it's a movie about either white people or black people.
So it's not the movie Race. I know this thing. I feel like it's a Fairley Brothers movie, but I can't remember. I'm going to pass.
All right.
I bet he knows it.
No, for real, like, I...
He doesn't know.
Can you repeat the tagline, please?
Way off.
Yeah. True love isn't a sprint, it's a marathon.
Aaron Brockovich.
Oh, that's a good guess. That movie was about true love. Michael, do you have any idea?
Nope.
Can you give us a clue?
I'll give you a couple of clues and the title. It's it's a movie that Michael Ian Black was involved with.
Oh, I wrote it? Did I write it?
You wrote it. It's called Run, Fat Boy, Run.
I was right, it is about a race.
Whoops.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
So nobody.
I thought it was Marathon Man, so we all make mistakes.
Circle gets a square.
I generally don't pick taglines where the last word is the first word of the title, but it could happen to you.
Says more about me than you, Doug.
I said you could sit down.
Thank you.
Did you think I would know that?
I think these things go 50-50 because there's no real reason for you to sit around memorizing taglines for things you were involved with.
Right.
So it's a fun game to play with people and use the movies they've done.
All right, I don't feel so bad then.
No, it happens quite frequently that the people don't recognize the taglines. Because also the taglines are terrible sometimes.
That was.
That wasn't as clever as the script for sure.
Thanks, Doug. Did you see it?
Of course I did. I was at the Los Angeles premiere at the Arclight. Yeah, I got my picture took on the red carpet. It was fun.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Simon Pegg is a sweetheart.
I barely met him.
What?
I barely met him.
Really?
Hung out in London for a week when they were shooting. I barely met him. He was a little aloof.
Was he?
Yeah, I mean, he was nice.
Really?
And his voice is much deeper. His voice is much deeper when he talks, which I thought was really weird. Because when I think of Simon Pegg, I think of, you know, his register sort of, you know, being somewhere in here. And then when he talks, he's like, hey, man, you know. But with a British accent.
He has a secret.
He does.
Every character, same secret.
Oh, man.
His secret every time has been, I'm the junk merchant in Star Wars Force Awakens.
I'll give you four portions.
All right, so.
Was that you?
Yeah.
That was really good.
Oh, thank you. So I'm gonna give Clay the first chance here at this next one, and then he'll pass to the people who've been in these movies. An adventure as big as life itself.
Missy knows this one.
Take it, Clay.
Oh, is it Jumanji? No, I'm guessing now.
Jumanji is a good guess.
I'm passing.
It's an adventure as big as life itself.
I feel like I know that tagline, but I can't.
Yeah, right? Missy? Well, use your microphone voice.
Sorry.
I think this is one of your movies.
Is it possibly Big Fish?
That is Big Fish.
But I thought you weren't supposed to have the word in the title.
That's my way of deceiving everyone.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a sequel to Jumanji, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm going Thursday to play the gym teacher in the new Jumanji.
For real?
Does your character have a name?
They're making a name for me.
Does she have a secret?
Of course she has a secret. I will be playing as if I were Michael Ian Black. In fact, I'll ask if my name can be Mikkel. Denis Mikkel.
Did you get killed by an animal in it?
Maybe. I guess we'll have to wait and see. It's only one day.
First Jumanji doesn't have enough of a death count.
What's one of your lines?
I just died. I can't believe I came all the way out here to die.
You like
by far my best.
All right, kids, hit the showers. You have one of those?
No, Clay.
Where do you shoot?
Atlanta.
Oh.
They shot everything else in Hawaii, but I know, right? Hawaii of the East. That's what they call it.
They shouldn't even tell you they shot in Hawaii. That's just like mean. They're not bringing you out to Hawaii. They just tell you. And it's like, don't even tell you that. You don't need
yeah,
that.
Do you have an agent? Is that how?
No, I just was walking down the street.
That's cool.
I did go to the audition like 2 months ago, and it was like me and every other person you could imagine on a New York subway car. I mean, just like, nope, different races, genders, ages.
The cool story.
Sizes.
They were seeing everybody for that, but they went with you.
They went with this guy.
Yeah. All right, starting with Michael. What movie has a tagline, best period, night period, ever period?
Was I in this movie?
Well, have you ever had the best
period? Is this the one that Topher Grace is in?
Ever period.
Is this the one that Topher Grace is in?
I don't know.
Oh, I know what movie you're talking about.
Ooh. I can't remember the name of that movie.
All right, Clay?
I don't think it's that movie, but that movie's named after a song. And since I don't know the answer, I will guess the one that you were trying to go, which I don't think it is.
That was like Take Me Home Tonight?
That's correct.
Oh, it really was? Oh, shit. That's the actual...
I am in that movie. I am in that movie.
I was like part of that on a plane.
All right, Missy. Yes,
I don't know the names of movies I was in.
You knew what movie it was, too.
But I should know the name of it, right?
You literally knew what the movie was.
I've only been in like three movies, too. That's the most embarrassing thing.
What's the name of my movie?
Of what?
What's the name of my movie?
Your movie?
Yeah.
The one that I'm in?
Yeah.
Fucking, you know,
Slash.
Okay, yes, Missy, Doug. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
He prepared them for everything except the outside world.
Oh, well, that's not Captain Fantastic, is it?
It is. Oh. Captain Fantastic. Now.
They're trouncing me now.
Captain Feather. Fantastic, did you ever, do you have a firm grasp on why the movie's called Captain, it's a really good movie, but why is it called Captain Fantastic?
I think, you know, the filmmaker.
Whose name is?
Who made the film?
Can we dub me
that
later?
That was directed by Matt Ross.
Matt Ross, shit.
Yeah, he plays the bad guy on Silicon Valley.
Yeah, but he grew up in a bit of a commune situation.
Right, like homeschooled weirdos.
Well, yeah, I think a homeschool weirdo situation, but with several other children from several other homeschool weirdo families all together. And I think there was something along those lines of, I mean, and so much of what they learned was they were actually brilliant kids.
Well, like they're like they look up to their father like he's a superhero. Is that supposed to be the why it's called?
I think it's kind of like they read a lot of literature, so it has a sort of a literary kind of, you know. Like,
you could just say I don't know. You could just say I don't know why it's called Captain Fantastic. That also would have been an acceptable answer. I don't know, Doug.
Why was it? Michael's called... impressed. You know the title at all?
Thank you. No, but I
is it okay if I call you Michael? I apologize. I was over. No, I was out of line.
I think because that was all they
sit
knew
on the
was
speaker,
in.
Jeff. Thank you.
I mean,
I can't see the clock. If
all they had was him, and he was this, you know, idea, and maybe then they went into the real world. And,
all right.
Fuck you.
Well, I think everybody's doing great. We'll start with Michael on this next one for a chance to tie it up.
To get a point.
Yeah, you'll get on the board with this one. I have a good feeling about you for this one. There's lots
okay,
of
okay, I got it. I heard high. I got it.
That's all you needed?
No, it's Wet Hot.
Wet Hot American Summer?
Yeah, yeah.
That's correct.
He's not fucking around anymore.
What's the rest of it?
High times, hard body, soft rock.
Yeah.
I have the poster hanging up in my office. That's why I know that one.
Why do you think that title...
Wet Hot American Summer?
Yeah. Because
it's about like a wet, hot American summer.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dick.
Michael and Bradley Cooper provided
the
two
hot.
Of the parts.
And the wet.
The wet and hot parts.
And the American.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You were three-fourths of that title.
And the sniper.
Wet Hot American Sniper. I would see that movie.
All right, Clay, for the win in this game, you get to go first. What movie has the tagline, "A True Underdog Story"?
It's Dodgeball, right?
What's the full title?
Oh, fuck me. Dodgeball, True Underdog Story?
That's correct.
Really? Oh, I totally like turning in my book report there they hadn't done.
That movie is one of my, if it's on cable, I'm in until it's over movies. I love that movie.
Justin Long's in that, and Justin Long's in Galaxy Quest.
And do you know how I knew what that was, Dodgeball?
Who was in Ed with me?
What?
Just because Missy was in it. That's the only reason I knew. It's because you were in it. I care.
All three of you love to...
Moment. We had a sincere moment here.
You love to keep your microphones down in your laps. Toss them up there at the last second.
This
before
is how I carry
karaoke.
I
just want,
when I
just
do
in
karaoke.
Case there's something to record.
This is the karaoke trick because sometimes they have it where the music's too loud and you can't get over it. You have to cup it like that.
Yeah, cup it. to decide our winner tonight, we're going to play a game called Last Man Stanton.
I'm ready.
Normally how this works is we get a name from a suggestion from the audience of a name of an actor or actress and take turns. I like to play along. Take turns saying names of movies that person's been in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But, new wrinkle, the name tag you chose, that person's your lifeline. You can go to that person once for help if you need it.
Once, okay.
Once. And this is going to be a last MASH Stanton version of the game where we're going to get two names that mash up nicely together, and you can name movies featuring either of those two people. And like I said, I don't know what it's going to be yet. I picked somebody out of Twitter who says they've got the perfect suggestion. Someone who goes by the name ReedHartley_. Oh, right up in the front row. They often are. And right, Jeff?
Yeah.
They're like right up front all the time. Or they're like somebody we pick their name tag. Like it's always the most, you know, enthusiastic and deserving people. You didn't have to get here too early to be in the front, though. Here, though, right?
Like
10 minutes before the show?
So the MASH thing is like a mashup. It's not like Alan Alda movies. It's like...
Yeah, I'd like, Clay, I'd like you to name Alan Alda movies. Go.
Sweet Liberty. Sweet Liberty.
Oh, you both like went Sweet Liberty right out of the gate? All the
same
great...
time next year.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Now I'm fucked.
MASH.
No. No.
He's not in the movie, dummy.
What was the political thriller he's in? I'm blanking.
We're not really going to do that right now. I'm joking around. Although there's been a shit ton of movies. But no, we're going to do this gentleman's suggestion. Reed is your name?
Yes.
Where are you from, Reed?
Northern California.
Yosemite
area.
Yosemite. So you're visiting us down here?
No, I live here now.
Oh, you live here now. Okay.
What do you like better?
What?
Yeah, you got sick of all the geysers. All your stolen picnic baskets. What's your suggestion for your mashup of two names for us to play?
Oscar Isaac Galifianakis.
Whoa. Oscar Isaac Galifianakis. So the films of Oscar Isaac, very talented actor with maybe 7 or 8 titles under his belt.
Jesus.
And
go back to your
Zach.
I'm kidding.
Zachy G. I'm going to play as well. And Clay, you won that last game, so you go first.
So I can say any movie either the two of them were in, right?
Either of those two. I don't believe there's any crossover movies in which they both appear.
I'm going to start deep track. I'm going to go Visionaries for Zach Galifianakis.
Visionaries. Okay.
I think that's the wrong title.
Oh, that's the right title.
Okay.
I gave you guys the easy ones. I didn't even take one of the easy ones.
You know I'm going to.
I'm
all about the easy ones.
I was being nice.
No, you're being generous. I get it.
Generous.
Yeah, good for you. You're going to lose.
I said
let's see.
Any Zach or Isaac?
I'm going to say Visioneers.
Oh shit, you're right.
Oh shit, that is right, Missy.
Oh damn it.
Put you in your place. Clay is out.
Out. Oh no.
I was in Visionaires.
Oh no shit. Oh my god. I actually did not even I never saw it.
It's all right.
I'm sorry.
This is the finest moment of my life.
If you were on the poster, I would have seen it.
That sounded right to me because I don't think true. I've ever seen the movie, but that sounded right. So
I've never even heard of it.
That was a pretty solid burn. The way you sat there and thought about it for a long time.
I was so
you got
sure
it good.
I had it right. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds to me like she doesn't want to be in Slash 2, Clay. She just wants to slash you. Okay, Michael, it's your turn. It's just the three of us now.
The Hangover Part 2.
Oh, I like it. I'm going to say The Hangover.
Oh, I didn't think of that one.
man.
Missy. Wait a second. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
He just said The Hangover Part 2. I said The Hangover.
Oh, The Hangover Part 3.
There you go.
I forgot there was
even Lifeline.
No, thank you. Thank you, Clay.
I think they're just two and three, no part in there, but that's cool.
That new Star Wars movie.
That's really what you call it?
The Force Awakens.
Yes. Correct. I'm going to go with, it was just out in theaters, Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember anything.
You must have worked with Zach more than once.
I think I've only worked with him the once.
Oh.
I guess I'm so embarrassed, Heather. I have to come to you.
You were in Out Cold? Fuck.
Oh, Out Cold.
Wait, is that really how this is going to go down?
What did I do?
Come on. That's
a kind of cheating. Because she could have gone to her Lifeline.
I'll go to her next time.
Okay. Michael?
That Llewellyn Davis movie, isn't he in that?
Yeah, what's it called?
Something about Llewellyn Davis.
Inside Llewellyn Davis?
I wanted to say Inside, but I thought that can't be right.
Well, if that
seems fair that you gave
it
that.
If I would use it, then she would have corrected you, and then...
Yeah, so what are you going with?
Inside Llewellyn Davis.
Okay.
Is that right?
You guys, your competitive spirit is really... it's really exciting. Don't forget, you still have your lifelines if you want to use your lifeline. So I'm going to go with Masterminds. Is that what it was called?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Because what was the one with Will Ferrell where he was a mastermind character?
Megamind.
There you go.
There's that Will Ferrell, confusion. Zach Galifianakis political
It's
movie.
Missy's turn.
I know, but she's not going to know the name of it either.
I really can't remember.
Well, you can go to your lifeline, Missy.
I'm so embarrassed that I have to come this early.
Oh, that's all right.
But I'm here.
It's all right.
You can always come back.
I don't know who Oscar Isaac is.
I don't either.
There's
what? This Oscar Isaac.
Science fiction movie that he's in that was like really good.
What do you stop telling him answers?
I mean, that's to her as an answer. That's like.
Oh yeah, that movie's really good.
Birdman.
Oh. What?
Birdman.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Oh, you walked into that barbed wire. You are all tangled up.
Is that not
me or her? He wasn't in Birdman?
He is in Birdman.
He is, but
that's not the full title.
Oh.
Birdman is not the full title?
That's correct.
Birdman Electric Boogaloo.
Birdman Electric Boogaloo.
I'm going to go with Birdman Electric Boogaloo.
Every time.
Whether or not.
I thought it was an alternate title with Birdman. I didn't think it was.
No, it's one of those ors. But
I know. To me, that's an alternate title.
Oh, so does it, you don't want it to count?
To me, if it says or, then you're providing the option of.
It sounds to me like you're just experiencing the unexpected virtue of ignorance.
Oh. I know who he is now.
Who? In the movie?
Isaac? No,
yeah.
Oscar Isaac.
Yeah. He's not in
now Birdman. I know who he is.
He's not in Birdman.
Well, that's going to help you.
Can I
to come up with more
say
answers.
Another one?
Yeah, you're still in it, right?
She is.
Did I say mine yet?
No. You gonna skip me?
Wait, when did I say? Whose turn was it?
It was her. She. They were. You guys were fist fighting your way through that Birdman.
How about X?
Oh yeah.
X Mach.
No, you got Birdman.
You
X
got Birdman right.
Mine.
Now it's Michael's turn.
X Machina. You got Birdman. I saved your ass with Birdman too, right?
I'm going to go with Sucker Punch.
What's that? Who's in that?
Sucker Punch was Zack Snyder directed it, yes. And Isaac Oscar was the bad guy, Oscar Isaac. And and John Hamm was in it briefly as well. It's like a big video game movie kind of thing.
He just gave you a huge clue for another one.
That's not that first person one, right? Did that come out? Hardcore Harry?
Hardcore Harry came out. I enjoyed that a great deal. I thought it was really fun.
It came out?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been out a while.
Did it bomb?
Yeah, I guess so.
No, it's the biggest movie of the year. That's why you had no recollection of its release.
Look, Dory from Finding Dory doesn't remember.
She's got a brain the size of a fish's brain.
But right? the other fish remembers shit. Why is she so stupid?
Because they wrote
She's
her
a
like
girl.
That. Wait, no.
Why aren't they trying to raise
she
money?
Lost a ear.
It's not because she's a girl. There's got to be other fish that are like her, that are boys, that have a short-term memory.
Your turn.
Oh, it's Missy's
turn.
I don't know what's
Missy's
happening.
Turn.
I love it.
I said Star Wars.
He already said Star Wars.
Yeah. He gave you a real big clue on the last one.
It's kind of a funny story how I got here tonight.
Why? What's so funny about it? Tell us all about it. We're in the middle of a game, but I'd love to hear the funny story.
Wait, I feel like there's a clue embedded in here somewhere. It's kind of the funny story how I got here. Oh, a funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
Is the funny thing happened on the way to the forum? I mean,
who are you guessing that for? Which one of them was in there?
Can she use my life?
Whose turn is it?
It's a Missy's turn.
That's my turn.
And that was a legitimate guess. A funny thing happened on the way to the forum. Oh, because he said that it was
something.
He said
happened.
Something happened. It was kind of a funny story.
I don't remember there being a remake, but.
Is that your guess?
What did I say?
Yeah.
I know what
something
he said
on
that
the way to
on
work.
The way here something happened, yeah.
It's kind of a
no, I get it. It's a clue. It's a metaphor of sorts.
No, it's straight up all the words you need.
Oh. Something happened on the way here. A funny
Tomorrow I'm going to be telling people it's kind of a funny story how Missy refused to say the words it's kind of a funny story.
It's kind of a funny story? Isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
It's kind of a funny story.
Wow.
Thank you, Doug.
I'm going to take the kind out.
I love that movie.
Starring Morgan Murphy. And what's that girl you like, Jeff?
Oh, boy.
Morgan Murphy.
This is some dangerous ground into a microphone.
You could like a girl that's underage. Just enjoy her for being a nice young lady.
Oh, hang on. What is this movie? I've never seen the movie. Are you talking about that girl that was on Parks and Rec?
No, the Emma Roberts.
Oh, Emma Roberts, yeah. She makes good billboards.
Yeah, she's...
Whatever, I don't know what she does.
She's in that movie. Michael, it's your turn.
Wait, Morgan Murphy stars in the movie?
No, just has a couple lines. Like, she's like, oh, that's a very nice beaver. And then they pan down and the handicapped guy's drawing a beaver.
So really? They follow the joke from Top Secret.
Yeah, basically.
Oh. Justin, what's a...
No, Police Squad.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's
nice
right.
Nice beaver. Yeah,
looking
yeah,
at
yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It's Priscilla. Thanks, Priscilla had Presley. It stuffed.
Wait, yeah. I got to go to my lifeline. I don't know any more movies.
Okay, Michael.
There's a big one you guys aren't thinking
of. I have
one
Zach and one Oscar Isaac.
Oh, which one would you like? This guy's a show-off.
Doesn't really matter because I'm out after this round anyway. So
don't take the Oscar
pick.
Isaac one because that one's
a bad
really
attitude.
Easy.
Because you might hear something that makes you think of another answer.
Yeah.
Because he said something that made me think of it.
We never know what I might end up saying.
Yeah, that's true. Jeff likes to help.
My advice is don't take the Oscar Isaac one.
All right. I'll take the Zach one.
Bubble Boy.
He's going with Bubble Boy.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, Zach was an attendant in a toll booth, and Bubble Boy walks up, and Zach refuses to give him service for some reason. I forget why.
I lost a bet once.
I like Bubble Boy.
I had to watch it 9 times in a row.
Oh, that's not... I don't like it like that.
I lost a bet. No, I didn't do it because I wanted to. I lost a bet.
No, I know, but I don't like it like that.
Is it about a boy in a bubble?
Yeah, it's like Jake Gyllenhaal. He's like a bubble boy.
Sounds stupid.
It's my turn. Is it your Oscar Isaac that is unlikely for anyone to come up with...
It's a little obscure.
I was going to say it.
There's like a huge
I was
too.
Guessing. I was in the middle of guessing.
Oh, okay.
Ready? A Most Violent Year.
Yes.
I knew that was it.
That's a good movie.
There's like a really big from this year movie from Oscar Isaac.
All right. Thanks for coming by, Chloe.
X-Men Apocalypse?
Change Clay to Clue. X-Men Apocalypse. Look at her go.
That was it. I didn't watch it.
Sorry, X-Men Apocalypse. I realized that it wasn't on my mind.
Yeah, I think you did.
Answer
right.
The formal question.
Michael's looking at Jeff. Jeff's like a expectant mother over there. But when will he give birth?
When will Jeff give birth? I'll give you a hint.
No, that's plenty of hints.
I heard
right
that
there.
Was the hint. I understand that. When will Jeff give birth was the hint.
When will that moment come? Like if you had to narrow
Labor
it down,
Day?
If you had to be specific. Incorrect.
Yeah, good.
My turn. Due date.
Oh, due date. That's what I meant. But Labor Day was kind of a cleverer answer.
Yeah, no. Labor Day was clever. Spectacular, but that movie just stars James Brolin and Kate Winslet in a pie.
Labor Day?
Labor Day, yeah.
I thought Labor Day was the one with Amy Adams and they had to go to No, that was Leap Year. That
yeah,
was Leap Year.
There you go. Leap Year. Thanks, Jeff. I'm going to call it right now. Missy's the winner. Whoa.
Probably because of that epic last round. Guys, I couldn't have done it without my good friend Feather.
Ooh, I thought of another Zach. Heartbreakers.
Mm. Oh, geez.
Yeah. So,
he's been in some memorable movies.
Yeah. What do you guys got?
Into the Wild.
Into the Wild. Zach shows up in that for a few minutes.
The Campaign.
Drive has got Oscar Isaac.
The Campaign is the name of that
campaign.
Movie.
Campaign, yeah. Oh, we were talking about that. Yeah. I forgot that
the
one.
The Campaign.
All right, Feather, you get all the prizes. Come grab them.
Hey, since there's like two signed of the same DVD
in
there.
Congrats, Feather. Very good. What's that, Clay?
Oh, I was going to say, since there's two signed to the same slash DVD in there, maybe somebody get an extra one? I don't know.
What? No, I kept one for myself.
Oh, good. Oh, perfect.
Much.
There you go. Even better.
Justin didn't write anything on his. He was supposed to, right?
Oh, there's no shithead on here, Justin?
Well,
there's a shithead on Feather.
There's
a shithead on Feather.
But on the reverse of his name, it does say what he ate for dinner.
Hey, Feather, afterwards I'll tell you how to redeem the tickets that are in there.
So do you have a shithead, Justin? Where'd your sign go, Clay?
I think Missy stole it.
What?
This is
I've got it.
Unbelievable.
I think Doug stole it.
Where did it go, Clay? Is it in my hand, maybe? I thought I just had my notes in my hand, but I had it all the while. Oh, that's a good one. But what, Justin, do you have a shithead you'd like me to say?
The full title of Birdman.
Can you pass this back to him, please? Thank you very much. Clay, the movie slash, everybody that sees it loves it. Congratulations. When can people go into some theaters?
So the big thing, iTunes on Tuesday the 6th, which by the time we're taping this tomorrow, be huge if you guys got it on iTunes. That'd make our day. But you want to watch it theatrically here in LA, it'll be playing at the Lemley NoHo 7 starting the 16th, running for a week, so Friday the 16th through the holiday. And we'll have cast and crew around, whoever's in town. Maybe if these two fine folks are around, they'll come hang out for a little bit, put them on the spot. And there's some other people in the audience as well from the movie. But yeah, so iTunes, then it'll be open wider after that. We have Blu-rays and DVDs on Amazon.com. I just look up slash.
Does it have a tagline?
I think we came up with like sex subculture sci-fi maybe, or what does it say?
A teen comedy about sex sci-fi subculture.
I tried to drop the teen comedy
part. There's a slash in between each one.
Oh, I see.
It's very clever.
Branding. It's branding for you right there.
I like it. And the kids that play the leads are really good in it.
Yeah.
And
Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. Any fans out there?
Yeah.
Hannah Marks
is on that show.
And any Teen Wolf fans? I have Michael Johnson.
Oh, yeah. He's from Teen Wolf.
He's
that's
teen
right.
Teen Wolf. You guys are like, that's right.
Like, is he the Teen Wolf?
He's like a teen other creature.
Yeah. Yeah, they got other creatures
enough.
In the Teen Wolf on TV.
Chimera, I think, or something like that. I don't know.
I like it.
Okay.
I'm too old for that show. I can't watch
it. All right.
It.
Are we done with your plugs?
No. No, yes, bro.
Missy?
Yes.
What else is coming up besides Numanji?
it's Tumanji.
Oh, man, you guys have been waiting all night.
Just thought of it, but I'm happy that it happened. And anything else that you got coming up that you want people to see?
I have a few little movies. One I'm kind of excited about is called Action One. And it's a movie that stars Nicolas Cage, but he said he didn't want to do it, but they could, you know, use him. They could have someone play him. And so they have six people in the movie in every scene playing Nicolas Cage. And I play Nicolas Cage in one of the scenes.
Oh, my God. It's like that.
Yeah.
Awesome. When you play Nicolas Cage, do you do a Nicolas Cage impersonation, or do you do...
I guess you'll have to watch it to see.
Was that
oh,
it?
That's it right there, isn't it?
This is like that Bob Dylan movie, except
yeah,
I want to see it.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty funny.
Dylan movie was awful.
Rob Corddry plays
Don't,
one of them.
It wasn't funny at all.
That Dylan movie is perfectly named because I wasn't there.
Not there.
Can you do Nick Cage doing Bob Dylan?
Whoa, what?
Like Nick Cage.
Doing.
Bob, not
no,
doing
no.
Bob Dylan. But, yeah.
That would be. I would have to be paid for that. I would.
That was it.
Oh. That's only that fair. That's right. Only fair that she gets some sort of remuneration. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for
that.
Being
is something
here.
Nicolas Cage would say.
Thank you.
Yeah, any batshit thing. Michael?
Currently shooting the new season of Wet Hot American Summer on Netflix.
Wow.
That comes out next summer, I think.
Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Love that timing. Thank you for being here. Jeff, do you have any plugs?
No, I'm good.
Oh, thank God. One more time for Clay Lifford, Missy Pyle, and Michael Ian Black. Just DougLovesMovies.com and come back and see me here on December 22nd. And I thought of a good hashtag for a slash tag. Hashtag.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So put that on your tweets about this Done. Episode. And as always. Oh, yeah. The full title of Birdman is a shithead.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all angry at it. And the elf on the shelf is a shithead.